You may have seen the videos from New York-based comedian and singer Randy Rainbow. Yes, that's his real name. Millions have watched him on YouTube. He splices himself into real Senate hearings or a 60-minute segment on Hillary Clinton, providing his own interview questions and usually breaking into a popular Broadway tune before it's all over, complete with multi-character costumes. His recent version of How Do You Solve a Problem Like Korea, a Sound of Music parody, lampooned President Trump's tweets about North Korea. Randy starts by inserting himself into an interview with UN Ambassador Nikki Haley before donning a full nun's habit and bursting into song.
'Cause how can you do the trick with childish rhetoric? How can two tiny men have such big heads? How do you solve a problem like Korea?
And that parody soon morphs into Elton John's Rocket Man, or in this case, Raucous Man. Randy Rainbow joins us from NPR's New York studios. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
How tired are you of keeping...
I haven't slept since January, to be honest with you. So, well, I'm holding on by a thread, but I'll make it through.
Well, because you're having to respond to so much, I'm imagining. Less than a day after White House Communications Chief Anthony Scaramucci was fired, you came out with your new video, Sycophant Italiano. We cannot play that because there's just a bit too many beeps in that one. But did you feel like, wait a minute?
Well, it was quite crazy the way it happened because I was editing the video. I had a whole sort of different video planned. When the news came through, without thinking, I just did my hair and makeup, and I just jumped in front of my green screen and had to reconstruct the whole ending of the video.
Talk more about what you're talking about. Jumped in front of your green screen. Is this a screen you have at home so that you can stand in front of it and then superimpose video on that screen?
I am. If you saw my setup, you would laugh at me. It's quite absurd. I do it all from my little studio apartment in Astoria, Queens, and I stand in front of a camera on a tripod while my cat watches me making faces at me.
And lately, it has been a lot of this administration, but we should point out, during the campaign, you went after Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine, her vice presidential nominee, although, as you said, Tim, nobody knows who you are. So here you are, Randy Rainbow, in your kind of Anderson Cooper 60-minute suit, playing the part of the interviewer. Let's listen.
Hey, thanks so much for sitting down with me during such a busy time. It's really an honor to speak with both of you.
I will be the president.
Whoa, calm the f*** down. Timmy, no one even knows who the hell you are. What is it like for you to be sitting in the company of such a strong and powerful woman? And I don't just mean me. Hillary is here, too.
By the way, Randy, are you openly gay?
No, and how dare you? How presumptuous of you. Is this live? I hope not. Yes, I am very openly gay.
Well, that's an aspect.
Thank you for asking.
Much of the time, you are spoofing a certain kind of Broadway affect, if you will. I mean, you are, you know, openly, flamboyantly, wonderfully, marvelously, you know, being yourself.
Well, thank you. I think kind of what you see in the videos is true to me. It's, if not, maybe a slightly heightened version of my real self.
How did this start? Just the idea of, well, I'm just going to insert myself in interviews, and then suddenly lights will dim and I'm going to jump into costume and sing a Broadway song.
I started by doing a blog back when everyone was blogging, which was kind of just about my life. And that turned into kind of doing more hot topic stuff. And I would tackle, do commentary on what everyone was on everyone's Facebook feed. And I guess from there, I started working for BroadwayWorld.com, which is a very well-known Broadway website. So they had me sort of doing hot topics, but for Broadway. Coming from a musical theater background, I would just tell the news via Broadway show tunes, and that's how the song parodies came about. Somehow along the way, I put the two together and did the more mainstream news with the show tunes, and somehow it kind of works.
Well, let's go back to some of the videos. There's your take on Summer Nights from Greece. It features former FBI Director James Comey and Attorney General Jeff Sessions at their committee hearings on the Russia investigation in mid-June. You are a senator, a lawmaker, questioning them. You've inserted yourself in. Ties. Everybody's wearing different ties in every shot. It's called Russia Ties. Let's listen.
This is what happened.
I'll ask the questions. Thank you.
Did the Russians hack Hillary?
No doubt.
Did the Russians back Mr. T?
I don't recall.
Are we all under attack?
I'm confident.
Why'd you meet
with Kislyak.
I don't recall.
Lies and greed. When will they lead to all of his Russia ties?
You play the T-Birds in their leather jackets, the Pink Ladies with their cardigans and glasses all from Greece, while we keep cutting to the two.
There's no end to my costuming.
No. And again,
got a $10 budget.
Right. I was just going to say, all in your apartment. Has anybody ever said anything about, well, you can't use that video of the hearings, for instance?
No, I have not, knock on wood, heard that yet. I think pretty much everything I do is very clearly under the fair use parody category.
Yeah.
So far I'm in the clear.
You've been bipartisan, although lately not as much. But let's go back to during the campaign when you went after all the candidates. Here's your GOP dropout song. This was for Marco Rubio. What are we seeing here?
I did the whole series. Every time one of them would drop out of the primaries, I would sing them off with the Teen Angel song, Beauty School Dropout, but it was GOP Dropout.
Okay, let's listen.
GOP Dropout, knew your campaign would finally pass. GOP Dropout, you were a campaign in the... Well, your odds were low and they decreased with all that trash you're talking. Now it's time to go, but hey, at least your boots were made for walking.
You lampoon Rubio for the insults he threw out, the size of Donald Trump's hands.
I'm still using that one.
Are you thinking about this all of the time?
Yeah, I kind of have to. I mean, I have like 700,000 people on Facebook alone asking for them on a daily basis. And so I feel an obligation now.
This is your take on Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Russian lobbyist and others. You had to go to Lin-Manuel Miranda's The Room Where It Happened from Hamilton.
Obviously.
Yes. Well, we saw pictures of the Russian lawyer who was in the room and Donald Trump Jr. Let's listen.
Donald claims...
Someone sent me an email.
A publicist named Goldstone, a friend of the family.
Donald claims
that he might have made a boo-boo.
In retrospect, I probably would have done things a little differently.
Donald claims...
Jared Kushner dropped by but got bored pretty quick and then he dipped out quietly.
Donald claims...
So before you change your tune, you're saying there's the lady, Slim Shady and Junior, but someone else was in the room where it happened. Room where it happened. Room where it happened. Lots of Russians in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where it happened.
What are you hearing from people? You've got millions of hits as people watch this on social media. But, you know, this is a pretty tense time. And Donald Trump supporters, you know, are feeling, you know, that he won and he's their guy and he hasn't had a chance. Are you hearing from them as well?
I do hear certainly from everybody all across the board. I always say it's surprising, though, how much hate mail I don't get, considering the subject matter I'm tackling. I hear a lot from people saying, you know, I just have to tell you I don't agree with your political views. I don't I have nothing in common with you, but I love your videos. And I always say thank you. That's terrific. Let's grab a drink sometime. You sound great. I think it kind of speaks to just sort of how unifying comedy can be in times like these.
But how would you feel if a satirist was doing the same kinds of things, mocking, you know, President Obama at a lectern, you know, cutting up his interviews or something? How would you feel?
Would I be offended by it, do you mean?
Yeah.
Not I. I mean, I'm from the Joan Rivers, Don Rickles kind of old school comedy in that nothing is off the table, certainly not in politics. So I think if you can find something to laugh at that's got people kind of on edge or, you know, stressed out, I think you got to go for it.
Randy Rainbow, comedian, singer, actor, satirist, a YouTube phenomenon now with his Broadway-themed political satire. They star him. We'll link you. Randy, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. I have to say.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Please.
I just wanted to say that of everything that I've ever done and everything I ever will do, being interviewed on NPR is what is my mother is most excited about. So you've made dreams come true today.
Dark a shame, Donald. Dark a shame.
Glad to be of service, Mom. Well, we have some of his videos at hearnow.org. You're listening to Hear Now.
Can't you be half as generous as you've been with the KKK and white supremacists?